This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Modern technology makes it possible for farmers to do remarkable things with their ground. Now, modern technology is making it possible for farmers to do remarkable things through the air. Today, we'll meet a ruralpreneur who is using aerial innovations to enhance farm operations across Kansas and beyond. It's today's Kansas Profile. Wade Newland is the founder of Newland Ag Drones. He grew up on the family farm near Yodiche. He was active in FFA and went on to earn a degree from K-State in animal science. For 10 years, he worked in John Deere farm equipment sales at Wamego before he and his wife Christy moved back to southeast Kansas. They have four children. One of them works with us in the drone business and doing on-the-farm spraying, Newland said. I've always been drawn to technology, Newland said. As a freshman in high school, he attended a training session on a new digital grain yield monitoring system and found it fascinating. After moving back to southeast Kansas, Newland discovered drone technology. He decided to buy a drone from AgriSpray Drones for spraying his own pastures and crops. Having crashed his first drone, he then realized the limited supply of parts in the area. He called AgriSpray Drones and inquired about stocking parts. One thing led to another, and here we are, Newland said. That led to creation of his own company, Newland Ag Drones, in June 2023. Today, his company is one of AgriSpray Drones' largest dealers. Newland Ag Drones is a full sales and service ag drone company. In addition to a product line of drones for sale, the company offers a full tech support line, repair and warranty work, and personalized one-on-one training for drone operators. The company can help purchasers navigate the multiple license requirements and restrictions. This type of business is really overregulated at the federal level, Newland said. Ag drones are used for an aerial application of weed, pest, and parasite controls. We can spray crops with certain chemicals such as fungicides and insecticides, and also do pasture spraying, Newland said. Aerial applications have certain advantages. Let's say it rains and it's too wet to drive a tractor or a spray rig through a muddy field, Newland said. We can send a drone in at 20 or 30 miles an hour and get it done, he said. While Newland said that drones will not replace a ground sprayer, he has noticed advantages from the air movement created by the drones. The prop wash creates a vortex that causes movement in the leaves and spreads the product more evenly, he said. Of course, drones don't require an operator to be physically present on the tractor seat. Drones also can be used regardless of difficult topography which a ground rig might not be able to navigate. We can apply product even in rough terrain and without opening gates, Newland said. These drones are primarily used for spraying, seeding, or applying fertilizer, but there are other uses. A lift kit with a release grapple can be added to transport certain items. There are also mapping drones and drones that use thermal imaging. The thermal imaging, for example, can detect and locate body heat of an animal. We keep one in the gator during calving season, Newland said. It can find an image of where a calf is bedded down. I can even see where there's a fawn hiding in the field, he said. Drone technology has many advantages, but as Newland experienced, it needs more support. Newland's newest initiative is creation of a support system of parts and service dealers across Kansas and Oklahoma. New Ag Dynamics is the name of his new company, which consists of a dealer network across the Central Plains supporting cutting-edge ag drone technology. It's quite an accomplishment for a business based in the rural community of Thayer, population 432 people. Now that's rural. For more information, see www.newlandagdrones.com. We commend Wade Newland and Newland Ag Drones for making a difference with innovative technology. For these applications, the sky is the limit. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.